Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
People don't get something that's so important. People need to get it. They need to understand. Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, died for us. And I see so many reports and people around saying we must remember 9/11 and Black Lives Matter and all these different things. And now what the thing in the news is the hostages that are suffering and all these terrible tragedies about innocent people that are dying because of the war. And a lot of these things will be spoken about forever. 9/11. And sometimes the news passes and things are forgotten. But for the most part, events in a world like this are remembered for quite a long time. You know, and thousands of years later, will these things be remembered? Well, it all depends on what else is going to happen that's going to be more significant or more popular. And the more popular or significant something comes, it kind of like diminish something. No matter how it was, it'll diminish it. Because now everyone's talking about the new thing or the thing that's in. For example, remember the Afghanistan war and the things that were going on there. There wasn't even a war when the Americans pulled out. And everyone was like, oh, these poor people in Afghanistan, what's going to happen to them when the Taliban comes back in? But then after time passed, then you had Russia and Ukraine, and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, those poor people in Ukraine and what's going on there? And now that you got the war going on in Israel, nowhere in the news are they talking about Russia and Ukraine. So it's always the hot topic of the day. But there's one thing that stands. Thousands of years ago, still stands. Because it's the most significant event in the history of history. It's the death and the resurrection of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Why can't people figure this out? And when are people going to realize? I know somebody that says that. They say, well, I'll accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as my Messiah when I see him. When I see him. There were so many people that witnessed his death and resurrection. When are going to people wake up and stop making excuses? I mean, this is like the most important, serious decision somebody has to make in their life, and people are acting like it's a casual thing. There's a reason why thousands of years later people are still talking about this event. And no matter what twist you want to take, no matter what's happening in the news, no matter what's happening around the world, never, ever, ever, ever can anything wipe away what has happened in this event, because it's the most important event in our lives. So I think those people out there that have not made that decision to accept Yeshua, our Savior, for who he says he was, are putting themselves in great danger. And it's a sad thing that people are just going to use their brains and realize that this is it. You know, and some people will question, well, how do you know it's Yeshua? How do you know he's the one? How do you know he's the Messiah? How do you know he's the Savior? Listen, even Satan knows, because it's the truth. And you know what? The people around the world that are persecuting Christians, they know it as well. They know it. Because if he wasn't who he says he was, why are people around the world that are against that idea or against him killing people for believing in him if it wasn't true, if it wasn't real? Why are they doing that? Because even these people, the terrorists around the world. They know. They know the truth. And there's a difference between knowing and accepting. That's the problem. That's the problem. There's a difference between knowing and accepting. So first, you got to know. And it's amazing that you have these terrorists. You have, you know, even Satan knowing this. And then you have the dumbfounded average person walking around the street that has no idea who Yeshua was. No idea. They know of him, but they don't know him. I know a lot of New Age people. They say, oh, he's all about love. He's all about love. You know, love is a wonderful thing, but when you hear the ideas of death and blood, do you think about love? When you see people being murdered and killed, do you think about love? Well, if you think about Yeshua, our Messiah, and you don't think about death and blood, you're missing something tremendously. So when people say it's about love, they think, oh, little hearts and sunny days and all of this. Do you think love when you see people being murdered and tortured and beaten? Well, do you know our Messiah, Yeshua, he was murdered, tortured, and beaten. And, you know, but you say he's all about love, you know, and these things happen to him. So when you see people that are victims and this happening to them, you might be quick to run to their defense. But are you thinking about the topic of love? And when we get to that point, just think about this. When Yeshua was on the cross or the tree or whatever you want to call it, there were two other people there with him that by the book didn't deserve to receive anything good or any love. These were not good people. But Yeshua himself was willing to accept those that were right there, that were willing to repent. Even beyond that, those that were there torturing him, those that were there murdering him, His one request to the Father was, forgive them. That's love. It's his one request, forgive them. They were murdering him, and he said, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's the highest level of humility you could ever imagine. And, you know, when you look on the news today and you see anger, you see people wanting to take revenge, and you see all this idea of they killed us, so we got to kill them and all this. Yeshua, forgive them. When do you see the courthouse? When do you see the victim's family saying, forgive them? They didn't know what they were doing. You know, so it's... But the thing is, they did know. They did know because he clearly said who he was. They didn't believe, you know. So they didn't. Maybe they didn't know the significance of this because they didn't believe. But they clearly were guilty of torture and murder of a lot of people. You know, so we need to think about these things and just remember, you know, when you see blood and when you hear about murder and you see victims and innocent people dying. This should spark our intelligence to think about Yeshua. Because of all the violent deaths that are going on around the world today, no one suffered a violent death like Yeshua did. And here's the interesting thing too. This is interesting because people are put to justice, supposedly. And when somebody murders somebody or kills someone, whether it's years later, I mean, they're going to face justice. But from an earthly standpoint, from a man-made standpoint, no one ever paid the price for murdering Yeshua from an earthly standpoint. But from a heavenly standpoint, from a creative standpoint, he took out his justice. You know, he took out the justice because Yeshua rose again. Hallelujah. And those people that were responsible for doing what they did, you know, they might not have went to jail or something like this on an earthly standpoint, but we have to answer to a heavenly call. And when you talk and speak or deny Yeshua for who he says he is, you're committing a great crime. You're committing a great crime. Those people that Yeshua said didn't know what they were doing when they were murdering him, you could simply say, you do not know what you're doing when you deny him. And Yeshua could say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Better wake up, folks. There's consequences. There's consequences, whether you know it or not, what you're doing. Forgiveness and love are beautiful things, but that doesn't wipe away the consequences of doing great crimes and dangers against yourself by denying your eternity. So there's a lot of anger being stirred up. There's a lot of violence out there. But Yeshua was about love. And his story is true and real. And I really pray that people are going to wake up to this truth. And as the word says, know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Okay, that was one of the messages I did this week on my YouTube channel, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And we have another message that I did, and they allot for the time space here. So another message I gave was, this world is addicted to lust, about the times of Noah today and what real wickedness is in the world. So now here is that clip. You can see all of these clips at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And here that goes.
Praise y'all, everybody. I pray you all having a blessed day out there. Yah be with you this day and always. Hallelujah. I wanted to talk to you all today about what's going on, but also about this week's Torah reading as well and how they go hand in hand. You know, the times of Noah were wicked and evil. And during the times of Noah, they were so wicked and evil and upset our Creator so much that he literally put an end to all people except Noah and his family. And he destroyed the earth. It says in the scriptures, the earth suffers for the sins of its people. And when I look back at the time of Noah, and you think about what was going on back then, and you think about the times today, because it says when the end times come, it'll be like the times of Noah. Even though in the scriptures it says our Creator hates violence, there wasn't much violence going on during the times of Noah. It was the wicked sin of the fornication, the idolization, the homosexuality, the sexual impurity that got our Creator so upset that he destroyed the earth. War and violence is a sad thing. But even during the scriptures, our Creator had the Israelites go to war for various reasons. Protection, to wipe out unclean things, and various reasons. The result of violence is a very sad situation. But again, the fornication, the sexual impurity, the wickedness is what destroyed the world. Yeshua addressed this to say, even to look at a woman and lust after her is committing adultery. All throughout the scriptures is an example of lust and fornication and the terrible results that it brought on people. You think of the children of Israel with the Moabite women and how the fornicating with them created a very bad situation that actually led to the destruction of the tribes. And they were being destroyed or tried to be destroyed themselves. This is not something that's spoken about much in churches today. It's not something that's spoken about in anywhere in the Christian realm is the mass fornication that's going on. You could say from a original covenant standpoint of literally breaking Yah's commandments to a Yeshua standpoint, into understanding the commandments go beyond something physical. They go beyond what Yeshua said. It's raising the bar. Raising the bar. Listen, folks. As bad and as wicked as living against Yah's guidelines and instructions are when it comes to things like homosexuality, having sex outside of marriage, or with the wrong person, was just as wicked. A very wicked thing. A lot of people want to look at, or Christians want to look at the terribleness of homosexuality, but most people that are gay aren't starting their relationship in a pure Christian way of not fornicating. They want to have their homosexual marriages and everything else, but it gets them to a point where they want to be married. And in today's world, that's not based on Yah's guidelines and instructions. Because they're certainly not asking their parents, hey, dad, can I marry my boyfriend? A gay person's not saying that to their parents. Fornication on every level is just so wicked. And I'm sad to say that it's a big cause of everything that's going on today. How in the world can fornication be the cause of the war that's all around the world today? Anytime you disrupt Yah's order, it's going to end in a terrible way. And yes, we want to blame or suggest that a lot of the wars that are going on are based on different religious beliefs around the world. But all those religious beliefs and everything around the world have something more powerful behind it. Yes, I do believe that the Creator, the enemy wants to distract us from believing in our Creator, and I'll use many different ways to do that. And one of those ways is to worship other gods. But in that worshiping of those other gods, what he does is he tries to appease our flesh. That's the only way for him to get us away from Yah, is to appease our flesh. And the number one way the enemy does that today is through the physical bond that should be created to a wife and a husband. It just happens rampant today. So this is the number one way that all this stuff is happening today. And we're trained as children today to wake up and grow up and fornicate. And we consider it a good thing. what should be a man according to the Yah. The word of Yah is to be a leader and to learn how to lead his family and provide for his family. But what's taught in the world today is a man is somebody that can sleep with as many women as possible before he gets married. That's what television teaches. That's what the world teaches. And it's just wickedness, according to the word of our Creator. And women are, according to the word of our Creator, to be pure and untouched until they get married. But what's being taught in the world today is date as much as possible before you get married. Sleep with as many women as possible before you get married. And we've come to a time today where women aren't even ashamed of having a high body count of how many men they slept with before they got married. And then you put on top of that all the perverse, wicked people that are doing things against people's will, the little rape and the molestation of children that now today are wicked by Yah, but one day will be considered normal and okay because it's just happening so much and people have such a devalue of what it means to touch another person. And yes, this leads to war. This leads to violence. And the enemy knows it. And I will say more people are going to go to war and suffer over the feel or a touch or an inappropriate relationship than guns and power will ever create. I would say it's one of the leading factors behind all of this. And Yah, in his mercy and grace, tries to stop it and create diseases and plagues and tries to stop people from touching each other inappropriately according to his word. And to talk about the value of marriage and all the greatness and the safety that comes with it. But instead of people listening, they try to find ways made by man around his disease that he puts on people that are killing each other. People look at it as a bad thing. AIDS and all these other sexual transformed disease and all these other things that Yah put there to stop inappropriate relationships. People ignored that and said, well, let's find a way around it. Let's create this drug or let's create this thing. And instead of saying, well, it's wrong to be having these types of relationships anyway, which are leading to diseases, which lead to war, what people are saying is, well, let's try to find a way where you can continue having these inappropriate relationships and inappropriate touching each other without suffering the disease or the plague that our Creator created, so people would figure it out. You know, disease and death and all these things, or at least a premature death and all these things, living in a way that you're not having joy and peace and the high anxiety and all the negative emotions of inappropriate relationships are of the enemy. And they come along with everything I'm talking about. Even things that Yah put together like marriages are destroyed because of inappropriate teachings of children growing up today that go against our Creator's word. And you get to a time today where the things of our Creator, like leadership in the appropriate way by men, or submissiveness by women, and covering and blessings are considered bad things. So the times of Noah are amongst us this day. And Yah said, I will put an end to it. Maybe not through a flood, but it's going to come to an end. Not because he wants this to happen. He says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. Some few wise people will do that and say, well, I got to get my things in order. I got to get my life in order. But other people just continue to try to find ways around that and continue to create bigger problems. And it's time we wake up. How in the world can I say that inappropriate relationships are what's leading to wars around the world? I'm not saying it. The word is saying it. The word of our Creator says it. There's a reason He allows things to happen. There's a reason he allows what goes on to what goes on. And there's a reason why people are dying as a result of violence. It's all throughout the scriptures, folks. When Jacob's daughter got raped, the end result was violence. All throughout the scriptures, when the men came with the time of Lot, with Sodom and Gomorrah, where everyone was homosexual, the end result was violence directly from Yah on Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can look at story after story and story after scripture, from a individual level to a nation level. The enemy has made something so valuable that Yah created, like relationships, marriage, the cleanness and pureness up to that point, to just fornication going on everywhere. The model of scripture is that that leads to violence and it leads to war. That's what it is. And that's what it does. We look at the times when Sarah and Isaac's wives went to the foreign lands and they took the beautiful women. Yah saved them from war because he didn't let them touch them inappropriately. But if they had, and if they do, and if they did, and everywhere in scripture, it ends in violence, or it leads to violence. So I'm praying people wake up. The only answer is repentance and stop doing that. Repentance and stop doing that. If we want Yah to hear our prayers, we must be clean, pure, and whole. If we want Yah to hear our prayers and answer them, we must be clean, pure, and whole. If you're committing fornication on any level, I'm not just talking about homosexuality, I'm talking about just having relations with any woman outside of marriage, or men outside of marriage.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with grace.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.